This is Earth and Sky. The coming months are expected to bring severe drought and wildfires to the western U.S., and scientists are grappling with ways to respond to it.
Traditional methods of using airplanes to track fires can be unsafe. That's according to Wei Min Hao, project leader of the Fire Chemistry Unit at the Forest Service Rocky Mountain Research Station. He's helped develop a way to track fires using satellite data, plotting hotspots under what he calls a fire map, updated four times each day.
And so this almost a real-time fire monitoring has become especially important in the western U.S. because of a severe drought in the last 7-8 years. Also, the fires tend to be very big compared to many small fires historically. So in order to know where the fires are and how the fire propagates, it is essential that we have a really updated knowledge.
Hao told us it's important for the public to use the fire maps to see possible wildfires near where you live. For a link to the latest fire map of the western U.S., come to today's show at earthsky.org. Thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, promoting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Berg for Earth and Sky.